102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who serve, empower, and enlighten you, our dear KBLX family. And today, we are shining the light on the Hiller Aviation Museum in San Carlos. Please welcome the Vice President of Development, Rebecca Duran. Hey, Rebecca.
Hello, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, I have not heard of Hiller Aviation Museum, as I'm sure quite a few of our listeners have not as well. Perhaps some have. So let's get a good overview of where you are, what you do, what kind of cool programs you have at Hiller Aviation Museum.
So we are a nonprofit organization based in San Carlos, right off 101, and we serve the entire Bay Area. As the name suggests, we're an aviation museum, but also more broadly speaking, we are a science education center. So we are focused on the past, present, and future of flight and telling those stories as a point of inspiration, really to encourage people to kind of examine for themselves what they would like to do in terms of pursuing feats in their own life.
So it's a museum, but on your website, which is hiller.org, it says an educational institution.
Yes. Yeah, so our museum was founded by Stanley Hiller Jr., who was a really kind of a Renaissance man. Mm. He was a businessman. He was an inventor. He started his first company when he was just 13 years old. He was a helicopter designer. And that's where he started the Hiller Helicopter Company.
Okay.
And so he was one of the big four helicopter makers in his day. And then as he retired from that business, he began collecting unique aircraft, which he then decided one day to gather in a public space and open the museum. And that was 20 years ago.
Okay.
So we're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary from that founding time to really mark the day, which is coming up actually just in a few weeks.
Okay. What's the date for that?
June 5th.
June 5th.
Yes.
All right, KBLX family. Mark your calendar, Hiller Aviation Museum 20th anniversary. And let's, while we're on the subject, talk about what that celebration is going to entail if people wanted to come down
for
that.
So we are going to be celebrating, you might say, throughout the next few months, and we're going to have a special talk on June 5th about building an aviation dream. So one of my colleagues is going to lead that, who has been with the museum for 20 years and who worked closely with Mr. Hiller to really understand the founding of the museum and where we've gone from where we started to where we are today. But we're also going to be celebrating the anniversary at our biggest little air show a few days before that on Saturday, June 2nd. And this will be our biggest and most spectacular biggest little air show to date. And that's RC aircraft and jets and drones and a full aerobatic performance as well. So it's a really neat event, half day event, very fun. And that'll be part of the celebration, as will be our 20th anniversary gala this fall. So we're just getting the details together for that, but that'll be sort of an evening event on Saturday in October where we'll really celebrate the big milestone.
Okay, so check in with the website, which is hiller.org, for events for the Hiller Aviation Museum's 20th anniversary. Let's take a look at some of the general day-to-day programs that you have. If I wanted to bring baby girl down on a Saturday, what would me and my six-year-old expect to be able to just kind of delve into?
The museum is open 10 to 5 daily, and the weekends are the most popular time for most families to visit. And we have everything from an early childhood area, the big blue blocks, a big creative zone. We have an invention lab where you can tinker in a makerspace and build or design or do 3D printing. The activity changes every month. So each time you visit, you can do a different activity in the invention lab. We also have a droneplex and several different types of flight simulators where you can basically practice flying and really learn to fly on the ground, but really learn the tools to start that process. We also have a number of hands-on immersive exhibits, including the nose and first class cabin of a 747 aircraft.
Oh, you can walk into it. How big is this museum?
And it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yes, it's quite large. And the 747 is actually outside.
Okay.
So we also have a 737 nose inside.
Okay.
But you can actually go up the spiral staircase and go up to the cockpit and sit in the cockpit of a 747. So there's so much to do in terms of the hands-on experience, and that's even before you get to the flight simulators where you get to take the controls.
Mm-hmm. And as an institution, as a educational institution, how do you provide and present science as an important outlet and tool for kids and adults alike.
We have 100,000 annual visitors, and half of them are children. And so many of those young people, about 12,000 of them, come to the museum in the form of a school field trip. Mm. So that's a big audience for us is, you know, we have 314 different schools in the Bay Area that are visiting Hiller Aviation Museum each year. And as part of that school field trip, they get a hands-on STEM lesson, tour of the museum, really an opportunity to immerse themselves in the museum and experience all those different exhibits. And all of that really supports what they're learning in the classroom, but they have a chance to do it in a really concrete, hands-on way, mm-hmm. which they don't get to do often enough in the classroom.
Sure.
So it really supports the curriculum and allows them to have joy and excitement about science in a way that hopefully carries with them forward.
And do you have any specific relationships with unified school districts, or do you still have openings for maybe for other schools to join you that you haven't been participating with already?
We do. One of the things that I'm most proud of is that we try to keep our doors open for all schools to participate, and we are aware that is particularly for low-income schools, the budgets just aren't there to be able to go on a number of field trips, and particularly transportation can be a major barrier. Mm. And that's something that we have some very generous donors that underwrite the cost of participating in a field trip, including the transportation costs, so that we can make sure that any school that wants to visit Hiller Aviation Museum is able to do that.
Okay, so teachers, parents, PTA, folks listening right now, if you've always wanted your child or your child's school to be able to visit the Hiller Aviation Museum, make sure you go to hiller.org or give them a call at 650-654-0200 to get more information on how the donors and underwriters for Hiller Aviation Museum could support your class or your school going in for a field trip and a visit. This is KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James, and we're talking to the Vice President of Development for Hiller Aviation Museum, Rebecca Duran. Let's talk about some other upcoming events that you have. I know you have events going on this weekend. Tomorrow, Sunday the 13th, what have you got coming up?
You know, we are as part of our 20th anniversary, we have a series of events every single weekend. So we've got a kids' carnival every couple of weeks. The next one coming up on, May 27th. Mm-hmm. But we also have drone meets and fly for fun days, all pretty much every Saturday and Sunday over the next 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So as we approach that June 5th date, we have every Saturday and every Sunday a special activity either in the morning or afternoon or both.
Okay. So again, full detail and full calendar of all those events at hiller.org. And what about camps? I know that you have camps as well. Are these summer camps, winter camps? What do you got?
Very popular way to experience the museum is to come to one of our immersive week-long camps. We have them all summer, June through August. But also anytime school is not in session, camp is operating at Hiller Aviation Museum. So whether that's fall break, winter break, spring break, around the clock, we have camp. And okay. It's for pre-K all the way up through eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And various sessions, different topics, more aerospace related, others more direct aviation, other more STEM subjects or robotics. So a good variety.
And who are some of the folks that are running these camps and running these classes and running, are these like folks from NASA coming in to do these classes, or are these folks affiliated with the museum daily?
We have instructors that are with us throughout the year, and certainly our staff swells in the summer with our summer staff. And it's two-pronged. One are the instructors themselves who are local educators, and many of them students pursuing upper education in the sciences.
Cool.
And also we have a great volunteer opportunity for teens who also support the camp. So each pod, you might say, has both an instructor and a volunteer supporting each group. So we have an opportunity there as well.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about that opportunity, because we may have a listener who has a teen interested in the sciences and aviation,
yes,
looking for perhaps like a summer internship or a mm-hmm. summer camp where they can spread their wings a little bit.
If they're interested in summer, now is actually the perfect time to apply. You have to be available at least a couple of weeks in the summer, because if we want to train you and get you engaged, we want to make sure you have a little bit of availability. But you don't have to be available all summer either. Even just a few weeks at a time mm-hmm. works. But it is an opportunity to engage with younger children and support their science learning under the guidance of an instructor. And we have that all summer long, but also throughout the year. If you're not If you already got your plans for the summer, but you're looking for something that is a science-related volunteer opportunity, we have what we call our flight teens. And the flight teens are working at Hillary Aviation Museum every weekend. So every Saturday and Sunday, we have teens who wear their special teal shirts, and they help deliver programming. So they're working in the invention lab, making sure the activities are going smoothly, answering questions. They're giving tours of the museum. They're helping in the Droneplex, teaching people how to fly drones. A lot of our teen volunteers are more adept at that than anyone else.
Right.
So they're the best ones to learn from.
And this would be a volunteer opportunity for the camp, so that way they don't have to pay for the camps.
Correct. Ages 14 and up can volunteer, and it's a great opportunity.
Okay. And year-round, there's also volunteer opportunities
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. Yes. And we even have some parents and teens that volunteer together.
Oh.
So that's kind of a new thing we've been encountering.
Yeah.
So...
I like that.
Multi-generational volunteer opportunity.
Hiller Aviation Museum, an educational institution, hiller.org, located in San Carlos, 601 Skyway Road. Information, the phone number is 650-654-0200. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. There's so many things to do around the Bay Area. As a mother, I find myself... constantly juggling, should I go to this, should I go to this, but then often juggling what's going to be best. This is going to be fun, but is there actually going to be any cultural value here, or is there going to be any educational value here? Not just for baby girl, but for me as well. So as an educational resource and an institution, how do you really serve the community?
I think I wonder the same thing as I plan sort of the weeks ahead and where I'm going to take my son. Mm. I look at the same thing, and I think that's one of Hiller's strengths is that it is that really nice combination of something that is fun and enjoyable and totally educational, but often to the point where you don't even realize it, which is kind of the best way to learn sometimes. Mm-hmm. When you're not really thinking about it, you're just having a great time. And I think that's the biggest value in visiting the museum, coming to any of our special events is really fun. Mm. But you walk away and you have picked up content knowledge, inspiration, both for engaging in science learning, but also just for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's part of the human development process to be curious and to want to explore and to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And at the museum, you get to do all of those things. It's sort of part of the process of developing oneself, and also for those that are younger, being able to explore possible career opportunities think about things that maybe they hadn't thought about before. We have several exhibits on how to make a living working in the Earth's atmosphere, for example. So if you hadn't thought about maybe becoming a meteorologist or not just being a pilot, certainly that's one option, but so many other opportunities like being a air traffic controller. Mm. Things like that where really you get to think about the world of possibilities, that if flight is something that is of interest to you, there are so many different ways to pursue that in your career.
And what about any other programs that, aside from possibility of working in the world, in the Earth's atmosphere, what other programs do you provide over at Hiller Aviation Museum?
One of our annual programs is called the Aero Design Challenge, and it's a really cool opportunity both for the general public but also for students visiting on school field trips to engage in a two-hour exploration where they work in teams of four or five, and they really marshal their creativity and they try to solve a real-world problem. Hmm. For example, maybe creating a glider for distance or something to that effect. But first, they go on a study around the museum, and they actually study the aircraft and see what types of shapes and design decisions make sense to achieve their objective. And then they work in teams to actually do it. And they're all given the exact same materials, but they work in separate teams. And at the end, there's a competition where they really get to display what they've done. And there are cheers and a lot of excitement. And, you know, there's a winner crowned.
Okay.
So really fun competition, especially for big schools that have multi grades in the same level to come out and participate and talk about hands-on science, where really you are the creator, you're the builder, you're the tester, and you get to create the final product.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Hiller Aviation Museum. I'm now looking at my calendar trying to figure out when baby girl and I are going to come out. KBLX family, I encourage you to do the same. Take a look at their website, hiller.org, for a bunch of different events coming up this weekend and all the way through June, and in fact, year-round, as they continue to celebrate their 20th anniversary of the Hiller Aviation Museum. So whether you'd like to volunteer or visit or have your school visit or plan a field trip or have your youth get into their there's summer camps. So there's so much to do at Hiller Aviation Museum and Educational Institution. And many thanks to you, Rebecca Duran, Vice President of Development. I appreciate our chat today.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
Absolutely. More details, hiller.org or by calling 650-654-0200. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibe, for bringing this story to our attention today. And thank you for listening. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me sjames@kblx.com and in the subject line put KBLX Cares, because we do.